Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Revealing the Jihad and Terrorism of Islam. Recently in our study, we were talking about the 80 cases of jihad or attempts of jihad in America. And as I always say, I repeat, none of these Muslim men we know of to be anything but moderate Muslims before they commit their act. In other words, if you search in America or anywhere in the West about the jihadi, the radical Muslims as the media and our politician names them, he would never find one, because if they have one, for sure they will arrest him or her and remove them from the country, or at least put them in prison. But guess what? All these Muslims who attempted to harm us here in America, these 80 cases, all of them represent themselves earlier to be a moderate Muslim. But here is my question for you. Is there such a thing as moderate Muslim in America, or anywhere in the West, or anywhere in the world? The answer, obviously, is no. Why do I say that? You know, it will be easy for me if I will not even talk about this subject, because then the American people will respect me, especially those who are liberal, will have some respect to whatever else I'm going to be sharing with you. But brothers and sisters, we cannot compromise the truth. If we compromise the truth in one aspect of anything in our life, then we're going to lose all the truth. For the truth is the truth. If it is right, it is true. If it is not right, it's false. Now, the teachings which we've been hearing lately about moderate Muslim in America and wonderful good Muslims in America, even just today, as I shared with a friend of mine, Sister Sarah told me she was very upset with Glenn Beck. Why? Because Glenn Beck keeps asserting that there are good Muslims, that there are moderate Muslims in America. A good example Glenn Beck is using this gentleman by the name Judy Asser, who is declared on Fox News to be an expert on Islam and terrorism. This is a gentleman who invented the word Islamicist. And what is Islamicist? I do not know. I have been studying Islam for over 40 years, since I was a little child, and I never heard of this Islamicist until Judy Asser invented such an expression, which exists only in Judy Asser's mind. Why? Because there is no such a thing as Islamicist. It is a word Judy Asser and other Muslims are now using, sadly, with the liberal media to separate Muslims from radical Muslims. For radical Muslims now have the new name, which is Islamicist. But the serious question we should ask is, how can a man or a woman be a Muslim? What does the word Muslim really mean? The word Muslim means to submit or to surrender. To submit to what? To surrender to what? But to the words of Allah in the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad in the Hadith. To become a Muslim does not mean, as I shared with you earlier in our study, to believe in Islam. No. Why? Because even the Arabs, the Bedouins, the early Muslims who lived with Muhammad, they did not believe in Muhammad. They simply submit. As we read in Quran chapter 49, verse 14, when Allah said, the Bedouins said, we believe, but say, do not say we believe, but say we submit or we surrender, for faith has not entered your heart. So you don't have to believe to be a Muslim, but you must submit to be a Muslim. Don't forget that 87% of the Muslims are foreigners who know nothing about Islam and they believe not in Islam. Why? Because they never read the Quran, they never study Islam, they have no idea. Even those who are dying, performing jihad for the sake of Allah, practicing something about Islam, because simply some imam or some leader is asking them to go and perform jihad for the sake of Allah, including even killing themselves. And here we must ask the question, where are the true Muslim believers, those who believe in the teachings of the Quran, because they are scholars, they know what is written and the interpretation of what is written? There's only few. And those are the ones who rally the people to perform terrorism and jihad. Now, can you be a Muslim and be moderate? Of course not. Why is that? Because to submit to the word of Allah in the Quran is to obey the teaching of the Quran. To submit to Muhammad is to obey the commands of Muhammad. And if you are familiar with the teaching of the word of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, Muslims will be nothing but terrorists and jihadis. Therefore, moderate Muslims do not exist simply because there is no such thing as moderate Islam. Islam is Islam. The problem, my dear brothers and sisters, is in the religion. It is in the book of the Quran, the teaching of the word of Allah and the commands of Muhammad in his saying, which we find in the Hadith. There is no moderate Muslim because there is no moderate Islam. To be a Muslim is to submit to Allah, to submit to the teaching of Islam, which commands every Muslim to be a radical, that is, to be a jihadi, to be a terrorist. And as we will continue our study, you will see many of the verses of Allah in the Quran, which clearly teaches the Muslim believer to be jihadi and terrorist. But let me share with you another very important case concerning a man we mentioned earlier in our study. That is Imam Anwar al-Awlaki. Anwar al-Awlaki, if you study his life here in America, you will find him to be a normal Muslim, just like every other Muslim whom we will call, if we do not know Islam, a moderate Muslim. As a matter of fact, so many of the things he did in his life, Muslims are using to tell us that he is not a good imam. He was not a good Muslim, like at least two times where he was arrested in the state of Washington because he was involved sexually with some prostitute. And if you think about it from the moral aspect of Muslims, how Muslims always try to tell us that in Islam, you cannot have sexual relationship out of marriage, and in Islam, you only can be with your wives, and in Islam, women should cover their head, and women should do this, and women should do that. If you know about all this, what I call the hogwash Islam we learn about from the Muslims here in America. But if you study the Quran and you learn the truth about the beliefs of Shiite Muslims, which Anwar al-Awlaki was one of them, you will see even when he was involved with this prostitute, whom he gave her wages for having good time with her, it is also the practice of the Quran. Therefore, we can see Anwar al-Awlaki, when he was involved with this prostitute, he was actually practicing the teaching of the Quran, which actually makes him a good Muslim, a man who submitted to the word of Allah in the Quran. This is what is known to the Shiite Muslim by Zawaj al-Mut'a, the marriage for fun. And that is a marriage where a man can marry a woman for a limited time for a price. In that marriage, a man can marry a woman for 10 minutes or an hour or a week or whatever is the agreement between him and her. And if he pay her wages, therefore he did not commit any sin, but he actually lived the teaching of the Quran, which we see in Quran chapter 4 and verse 24, when Allah said, "And it is lawful to you besides this to seek out women with your money, chaste without fornication. So whatever you enjoy by it from them, so give them their wages. It is an ordinance, and there will be no sin on you about what you have mutually agreed on after the ordinance. Surely Allah was knowing wise." And that is the verse that the Shiites use to prove their doctrine of marriage for fun, which is the temporary marriage. So even when we see Imam Anwar al-Awlaki fallen in sin, as we can see it sin in our Christian perspective, here in the West, in Islam, in the Shiite way of life, it is not sin. Now, Anwar al-Awlaki pretend to be this moderate Muslim, as we see it in many Muslims in America. Now, Anwar al-Awlaki, you can see him in some picture online, standing next to some American infidels, ladies, and they were not even covering their hair, with a smile on his face, and dressed in this, what we call the American clothes. Believe it or not, because Anwar al-Awlaki pretended to be this moderate Muslim, he was able to convince even the top of our political leaders in America that he is a moderate Muslim. That's why Eric Holder invited Imam Anwar al-Awlaki to speak in the Pentagon, and he actually wrote him a check for $5,000. And I wish I had a copy of Imam Anwar al-Awlaki lecture, but I guarantee you, he told our intelligence how loving and peaceful and tolerant Islam is, as always Muslims speak of Islam here in America. But only a few months later, we discovered the real color of Anwar al-Awlaki. He's not a moderate imam, but actually radical, as you can see many of his teachings in the internet. And there we saw him in different clothes. Yes, indeed, he was wearing the Yemeni jihadi clothes. He also has a sword around his waist, which is a great picture of every Muslim jihadi in Yemen. These are the people we just start to hear about lately on the news. But they have been always there. The only difference between today and yesterday is yesterday we ignored them, and today we just start to hear about them through the media. And because our intelligence discovered who Anwar al-Awlaki really is, President Obama decided to get rid of Anwar al-Awlaki. And how did we do that? It's very simple.
On September 30th, 2011, al-Awlaki was targeted by a U.S. unmanned aircraft and killed in a rocket strike.
So we are talking about few million dollars our government spent to kill Anwar al-Awlaki.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
But wait a minute. I thought Imam Anwar al-Awlaki is a good moderate Muslim imam. So because Anwar al-Awlaki pretended to be a moderate Muslim, he was able to speak even in the Pentagon. That is something I dream of doing, but I doubt it will ever happen. But the reality is, there is no moderate Muslims, my friends, because there is no moderate Islam. Just recently, I was on Crosstalk with Brother Vic, and we talked about the new case we have now in the state of Texas. That is the four men who are literally taking over Texas by telling the Americans, like it or not, we're going to force Sharia, Islamic law, on you, just simply by letting the Muslims in the state of Texas, as Muslims, think that they have the right to choose where to go to receive judgments. And they can choose to go to these four men to judge between them according to Sharia, Islamic law. And I thought about it for a few minutes and I said, wait a minute, aren't these four men moderate Muslims? Yes, indeed, that's what they said. They are moderate Muslims. And what they are doing to our country is literally forcing Sharia, Islamic law, on us. And the only reason we're not going to arrest them and we're not going to throw them in some prison or remove them out of America, because they simply said that they are moderate Muslims. And so is with CARE and ISNA and every one of these 30 jihadi organizations in America. They know how to deceive us with this smooth talk. We're not radical. We're moderate Muslims. We're so loving. We're so peaceful that we're going to force you to accept Islam, like it or not, because after all, it is the freedom we have in America. We are an American citizen, and we're going to use all the rights we have in this land to destroy this land, to force you and your children to accept Islam, and we're going to force Sharia, Islamic law, on you, like it or not. And if not, then you are Islamophobe. And if not, then you are anti-Muslims. And if not, then you are extremes. And if it's not, then you are not an American. Exactly. Like in the case of the governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, who just made a very simple statement. He said Muslims who come to America need to assimilate with the American. If they have a problem with that, then they don't need to be an American. And the whole world went upside down. And now the liberal media, the Americans, the wicked liberal media are calling him a racist. I'm sorry, what race have to do for a man who said, you live in America, you must abide by our constitution and our customs? Instead of we call him a hero, Americans who love America and who love the way of life and the freedom and the democracy and our constitution. No. We're going to call him a racist, which means if he ever think to run to be the president of the United States of America, for sure he will not get it. Why? Because now we have a black mark against him. The man made a boo-boo, and the boo-boo is he's defending our constitution. He's defending America. And by doing that, you are a racist. I'm sorry. This have nothing to do with racism, because there's only one race. It is called human race. It is something to do about America. But to be an American today is to be a racist. And to pretend to be a loving, peaceful Muslim, that is just simply have a smile on your face and dress in a suit and a tie that make you a moderate Muslim. No, my dear friend. There are no clothes any Muslim put on. No smile any Muslim can put on. Not any perfect words Muslim can repeat for us in America that will make a Muslim a moderate Muslim. Because the reality is, there is no moderate Islam. Therefore, there cannot be any moderate Muslims. The Muslims who live in America are two kinds. The first are those who are deceived Muslims, those who know nothing about Islam. They're just simply Muslim by name because they were born from a Muslim father, or because simply somebody lied to them and gives them some ideas about what Islam is, and they believe whatever lies they've been taught. But the other Muslim whom I'm afraid of, these are the ones who call themselves moderate Muslim. Those are the ones you see on Fox News and CNN. Those are the ones who walk in and out the White House every day. Those are the ones who are working with our FBI and our CIA and every important job in this country. They call themselves moderate Muslims. But the truth is, they're only deceiver Muslims. They know exactly how to talk and what to say. And that's how they are able to deceive all the people here in America. And that's how they will be able to take over America. So because we believe in moderate Muslim, we got Rashad Hussein. Who is Rashad Hussein? That is Obama's Islamic envoy. Who else we have working in the White House? Another wonderful lady by the name Dalia Mujahid. This is a lady she brag about that she have no difficulty to perform the 5 daily prayer in the White House. And she's telling us that Muslim pray the Jum'ah, Friday prayer, inside the Congress. How about Arafat El-Kahin? Oh, that is a former deputy mayor of Los Angeles. He was appointed as assistant secretary for the Office of Policy Development at the Department of Homeland Security. Who else do we have to be a good moderate Muslims who's also having some important job in our government? That is Karim Shora, who was the National Executive Director of ADC, serving 10 years in the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committees. Well, guess what? He was just appointed as a Senior Policy Advisor for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. How about the head of the CIA, John Brennan? He's the head of CIA America. Do you understand what is the head of the CIA? This gentleman was a convert of Islam. He's also a good moderate Muslim. Who else? Just recently, on the 28th of July, 2014, Obama appointed another lady by the name Fatma Noor, and she is from Memphis, Tennessee. Fatma Noor was appointed as a special assistant in the Office of the Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service in the Department of Homeland Security. So you see exactly what I told you America a good 6 years ago? When I explained to the American people, if Obama became a president, he will appoint many of the Muslims in positions of power all over the land. And people look at me like I'm crazy. They said, Usama, this cannot happen in America. You see, in America, it's different than in Egypt where you come from. It's like the American people are telling me, I am just Egyptian dummy who know nothing about America, and they start teaching me about the three branches in America. But from day one, I looked at these people's faces and I said, it doesn't matter. You put Obama in the White House and you're going to lose America because he, as a Muslim man, knows how to force you to accept these Muslim people, because after all, he will tell us that these are moderate Muslims. They are wonderful, good Muslims. And if you don't believe Obama, we can go back to Bush, who spoke so highly about Muslims and Islam, Allah and Muhammad, as we just have shared with you in the previous programs. So now we are forced to bend down, to accept, to submit to the will of Obama and the will of every Muslim man and woman in America, because simply they smile in our faces and they dress in some fancy clothes and put on some makeup and they say, we are moderate Muslims. Therefore, you have to hire us in every important job in America. Therefore, you kiss your children goodbye, America, because that is exactly what I told you so a few years ago, before Obama came to the White House, or even after the American have chosen him to be a president in the first election. And if you think it's bad now, wait 10 years from now. See, what Obama did is literally he planted a seed to grow up the tree of Islam in our government. And you have not seen the fruit yet. I promise you, the fruit will fall from Obama's tree in less than 10 years from now, and you will never know America to be the same. America will be much worse than Europe as you see Europe today. And to continue our study of revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.